Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it's your boy Tetra B Lies. You know what I'm saying, doctor?
No homo, I feel you.
Hey, yeah, hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
You know I'm pretty crazy, right?
I know you're super crazy, super loose, super orangey. I feel you.
Hey, doctor. you know what kind of girls I like, doctor?
I know what kind of girls you like. You like thick and dirty, like your underwear.
All right, bro. Stop watching Jersey Shore.
Already know, baby. It is that D-R-B-O-N-E-S doctor.
It is that doctor.
It is that doctor.
It is that doctor.
That doctor. Boom.
Then I kiss your tummy.
Ooh.
Then I kiss your pineapple. Tonight's the night.
Little remix.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I had to mix it up a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Welcome, welcome, and
welcome, guys.
Let's mix it up tonight. Goodbye. We're leaving.
All right, guys. Good show.
It's tanking down the trains, and I hate it. And I hate all of you. Good night. Just kidding.
Aloha.
Aloha. That's horrible, guys.
Hey, doctor, real quick.
What's up, man?
So, I was in my computer class, right?
Yeah. What about
and
you?
So, like, we're always, like, our teacher always has music playing and stuff.
Yeah.
So, he has a radio station
on.
No. So, then I hear, boom, dun, boom, dun, bum, bum, dun, 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 and I'm like,
Mom, 105?
Yeah. And I'm like, what, that's me. And you know how when he gets to that part where he starts talking? Like, when he gets to that part where he starts talking, like, right before he starts rapping?
Yeah.
And I stood up and I was like, you already know, baby.
Hey, hold on a second. He does not rap.
Okay, well, what he tries to do. Like,
I feel you, yeah.
The Cuban accent, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I love that song now.
So you got up and you started, like, rapping in the middle of class. You started singing your intro, my bad.
Oh, yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. What's nice, dude? What did the teacher say?
He told me to get out, and then when he got out, he was like, hey, do you want to do the forbidden dance? I'm like, nah, bro, I'll gust you. And he's like, yeah, you will.
You want to do the forbidden dance?
Yeah.
I want to say something. Guys, in 8th grade, this has been said many times in the show, we got in trouble so many times. This guy named Nussbaum Halverson, Tetra was acting up in class. He was just acting a fool. I don't know what he was doing. He was like, he was lighting matches and throwing smoke signals at me. And I was like, okay, I feel you. Mr. Halverson sees the smoke signals from across the room. He's like, all right, it's on. He goes and walks up to Blaz, and he goes, come outside. And that's why things get fuzzy for me. I don't know what happened. You tell me what happened outside, Blaz.
All right, so, you know, I go outside, and I was on the verge of failing the 8th grade. I had S in every class, and so I was just passing him, and he's like, you know what, you know, you're going to fail the 8th grade now. And I'm like, why? And he's like, just because. And I was like, that's stupid. And he posted up on me. I'm in 8th grade. This guy's a grown man,
like
6'5".
Like, posted up on him.
Like, he posted up on me, like, put his chest in my mouth. I'm like, I could taste the chest heads. And then he was like, so he posted up on me. He's like, you want to dance? Like, legitimately. Do you remember he would say that?
Dude, I remember, like, no joke, guys. Like, you guys think it's a joke? It's not. Like, he'd say that all the time. He's like, you want to dance right now?
He's like, you want to dance? Make the first move. I'm like, dude, I don't even know how to dance.
I want
to
go back in time and, like, literally get up. Let's dance, big boy. And, like, we start doing polka, you know? Like,
yeah, and then he doesn't know what to do.
He wouldn't know what to do. He'd be like, polka, aye. Tonight's going to be good, guys. We're first time ever international on this show. First time ever.
First time ever, guys. I don't know. We can't stress that enough.
First time ever. International. His name is Gareth Trollmans. He's from England, guys. England.
UK, baby.
And we called him before the show, or he called us before the show. He'll be calling in, guys, at 9... Excuse me. God, that orange juice.
Hey.
dot. He said on the dot, too. I'm pretty sure it'll be on the dot. So 5 minutes from now, he'll be calling in, talking to us about, I don't know, Lord knows what. But he sounded like a Russell Brand, didn't he, Tetra?
Dude, he sounded like Russell Brand, but with a little bit of Russell Brand.
Russell Brown with a little bit of James Blunt, with a little bit of Ricky Gervais, you feel me?
And a little bit of James Brown, you know, because he's like, hi!
And a little bit of Jackie Chan, you know, just throw that in there. And you get Jaden Smith. I mean, that's what happens. No, but seriously, guys, like, he sounds cool. And the crazy thing about this whole thing is when he sings, he does not have an accent. Like, his accent disappears.
Like, we're talking about that, like, there's some people that sing and they don't have accents when they sing, like, I was talking about James Blunt, if you guys ever heard of that Your Beautiful song. And, like, he says he's, like, the voice of an angel when he's singing.
Yeah.
But then you go, you know, you're talking in an interview, and he's like, Papa ki patuta. I'm like,
seriously? Like, it's crazy, guys.
He doesn't talk like that, but...
I don't know. But that's kind of, like, how it goes. But...
Yeah, like, his voice is, like, an angel, but when he's... I mean, well, he doesn't have anything bad when he talks. It's just, you can't tell he has an accent if he would sing.
Exactly. So tonight, guys, I'm going to say something really quick. If you guys want to call in and ask Gareth a question, because this is the first time we're ever going to have somebody international on... If you want to call in and ask a question, do it. Like, no joke.
Get your phones, dial the number, push number one. I think that's what you do. I've never called in before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, push number one, and then you'll a little hand will pop up on a screen. It'll be like, all right, you're out of nowhere if you're on air.
And then we'll bring you on the air, and you can ask Gareth whatever question you want. He's from England. How many times are you going to have the opportunity to talk to somebody from England?
Not that much, you know what I'm saying?
Not that much, because I don't think you're going to England. Because if you're listening to this, you're probably poor and you live in Phoenix. What? I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Don't hang up, because I love you. I love your family, and I love the tamales they make me, because I'm my own. I'm serious, though.
I love seeing them in Ranch Market when I'm shopping.
No, seriously, guys, I'm sorry, because you guys make me mole in Menudo, so it's... Masa menos, I don't know.
Manzana y manzana.
I don't know. It's good stuff, guys. And I'm getting ahead of myself here, but next week, Wednesday, we're not having a show. Sorry, guys. What can you do?
Yeah, you guys, a little mishap. All right. Bones has cancer.
No, it's not even. It's Dr. Bones' parents' anniversary. What's up? So, yeah, I got to take him out, you know, because I'm a millionaire, and I got to go take him in the town, buy him dinner. And then when the bill comes, I'm out. I'm dipping out.
He's leaving, and his parents, happy anniversary, peace, deuces.
That's what I'm going to write on the check when it comes. I'm like, hey, Mom and Dad, can you guys go to the bathroom really quick? Because I got to get you a present. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. They're going to go to the bathrooms. Dad to the dads, or dad to the
bill.
Bathroom. Mom to the moms. Take the bill. I'm going to write on it. Ha-ha, suckers. Happy anniversary.
See you at home.
I'm going to smack the check on the table, walk out. My parents are going to come back, and they're going to sit down. Oh, I'm so happy. They're going to read it. Happy anniversary, suckers, haha. And I'm gone. They got to live there for the rest of their lives because that's their punishment.
They got to wash dishes forever.
They got to stay there forever with Davy Jones and just wash dishes with them. So it's like whatever. Nah, but seriously, I'm going to take them out next week and we're all going to have a good time.
Yeah, so just remember, no show Wednesday. We're going to have one Thursday, though.
Thursday, we're having another YouTube showcase like we are tonight. We found Gareth on YouTube. I found him playing The Cave by Mumford & Sons. I mean, this dude sang it like a blind hobo. Like, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not kidding. He's going to play that tonight. He's going to sing The Cave tonight. And he's going to sing No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. And I got to tell you, we had a sneak peek at No Woman, No Cry. It is fabulous, Tetra.
I mean, it pretty much blew my mind. And then I blew my nose because that's the kind.
Exactly. And I blew... farts out of my butt, cause that's how crazy it was. that's disgusting. What's wrong with us right now?
Dude, I don't know, but, you know, I'm just waiting for that call from Gareth himself.
I'm so excited for Gareth. It's like,
he's going to call us, guys, and I'm gonna bring him in. And
it's going to be good. I'm trying to think, like, what to ask him, like, because I've never been to England, ever.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else has, you know?
Dude, I hope not.
Well, if somebody's listening right now, and they're like, this guy's not even English. Nah, but seriously, he is. Like, he has a hardcore accent. It's pretty cool. Because, like... I'm pretty sure
things
are... Yo.
Hey, yo, I don't know, baby. Hey, hang on real quick.
All right, bring him on. Guys, this is super exciting. I'm so nervous. Hear me breathing like that? I'm super nervous. I'm putting my chapstick on right now because my lips are chapped and really crusty. I want to say something really quick. I went to the Acadet competition a couple weeks back. There's some nerdy white kids there with, like, crusty white lips. You got crusty white lips. You better put some chapstick on.
Hey, Dr. Bones. Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Gareth, what is good, my man?
International Garth Troman speaking.
Hey, what's up, man?
I've just been listening to the show. I've got some interesting questions.
You have questions
have
for
you
us?
Well, yeah, totally. I'm intrigued by the teacher that's been trying to, you know, make you dance. That sounds quite serious.
Wait, what's trying to make you dance?
Yeah, he was a mean guy. Our teacher, Mr. Havisham?
Like, yeah, like, no joke. Like, he did that. Like, he said that all the time. Like,
well, that's quite serious in this country if a teacher forces children to dance for them.
Like, we get an answer
along.
You should really
get counseling or talk to someone.
Like, literally, like, he had a thick mustache, too. I'm not talking about, like, a baby mustache. I'm talking
about... No, it was a mustache.
Yeah, it was, like, at least 2 inches thick. And, like...
You shouldn't trust anyone with a mustache like that. I mean, Stalin, Hitler. It's bad news.
That's a red flag right away. As soon as you see that.
I should have known when I walked in my 8th grade class. I was like, this dude needs trouble, you know? But yeah.
Alarm bells should be ringing.
I know. What else questions you got? You said you have more questions.
Yeah, well, you seem to be describing me as Ricky Gervais, Russell Brand. I mean,
yeah.
We're naming all the English people that you know.
Exactly.
The Queen.
The Queen of England. I mean,
I don't know her, by the way.
But we'll just tell everybody you do. So how's the Queen?
Well, I could tell you that I know the Queen, but I don't.
All right. But all right, we'll start this off. We'll tell everybody how you got started. Because Jim, our producer, he found you on YouTube. But Jim's a lovely man. I'm sure you've talked to him.
Is he?
I think so. I don't know.
Well, I've never met him, so you know.
Yeah, but I think
he's
I think he's been talking. To him, anyway, like, can you tell everybody how you got your start, like on YouTube and whatnot, like how you got it started?
Well, first thing I did was I won my guitar off someone in a battle of wits.
Uh huh.
This guy called Simon Purden. And yeah, it was quite entertaining. And then just learned to play the guitar and just decided to put some covers up on YouTube. I mean, I've been singing for years, so I just thought, may as well do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
And
Where do you live exactly? Like, what part of England do you live in?
I live in the northeast, near a town called, well, city, Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Ever heard of it?
Isn't there a beer called Newcastle?
Newcastle Brown Ale?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all Geordies up here. I'm trying not to say any Geordie words because you probably won't understand what I'm saying.
I won't. Like, what's a Geordie word? What does that even mean?
Well, it's just, you know, we've got different ways of speaking, like.
Yeah. Teach me. I'm really interested.
Yeah,
right now.
You can go ahead and say it. Like, we want to learn. All right,
then. Instead of yes, we say, we aye, man.
We on, man?
We aye, man.
You don't have to have the accent, Doctor. You can just say it.
I'm confused. Wait, can you say it one more time?
So confused. What's happening?
I gotta go, guys.
I said 3 Geordie words and his head's exploded.
It's like brain coming out of my ear right now.
Yeah, we use that as a weapon on foreigners.
Dude, that's the first
oh, my gosh. I don't want that.
I don't want a weapon
right now,
man.
It's very subtle. You won't realize at first, but then you'll slowly get headaches.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
And then blood just going to start oozing out of my ears. And...
Yeah. And then you'll be dancing, you won't know why.
So, Gareth, so just for the listeners out there right now, what time is it in England?
The expression is fucking early.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What time is it?
It's,
I think I know that.
I know that word. That's not Geordie at all.
It's 4:43 a.m.
Man.
So basically it's me and the milkman who are up.
The milkman?
And my friend Nick.
Are they still black out in England, the milkman?
What did you just say?
Never mind. You know what? Don't even ask that.
It was a dumb question.
It's totally horrible. I'm not going to lie. Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it easy for you to, like, do an English accent, like, for us? Or, like, to do, like,
well,
a...
Well, which part of England do you want?
No, American accent, I mean.
An American accent?
Yeah, can you do it?
What, you mean, like, house?
Yeah, like house.
An English guy doing an American accent?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think I could pull that off.
You can't? But when you sing, like, you sound, like, so, like, Tetra, am I right? Like, you sound, like, super...
Yeah, it sounds like...
Like,
you can't even
like
tell
super,
you.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Us Americans.
Is that
so...
like a Phoenix accent?
Exactly.
I prefer. Can you guys do New York accent? I think that's quite funny.
I can't do
New York one.
I can't do
like
it.
Like a John Stewart Jersey accent or something like that.
Let me see if I can try it. So,
do it out, man.
Hey, you got balls all of a sudden, honey?
How does that sound, huh? That's from the chick from the Jersey Shore.
Get some coffee over here.
Hi, my name's Twitter. I think that was more English than.
Oh, are you trying English accents?
Yeah. Hey, Gareth.
Because when Americans are doing English accents, they do, like, the posh one.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, tally-ho, pip-pip, and all that kind of stuff. But you know, England's got all these different parts of the country, like, where, I know it's a small country to you guys, but, like, Liverpool, they talk like this, though, they do, though, don't they, though? And, yeah, it's completely different to everywhere else.
Dang, that's
crazy. I want to go to visit down there. That sounds fun.
And I want to go visit, too. It sounds amazing.
It is fun, especially when you've been, like, up all night drinking vodka. It's a blast.
Well, when it's 4 in the morning and you're on the radio.
It sounds amazing. You're on the radio in America. But, okay,
yeah.
I need to ask you something. Have you ever heard of Jersey Shore?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Don't see
I've
it.
Heard people talking about it, and I've seen the South Park episode based on it, so.
Dude, it's crazy.
I get a general gist of what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Matt, so first of all, we're going to ask you to play the first song we recognize you on, which is the Cave cover, so.
Okay, well, let me just focus myself for a minute.
All right, we'll do that right now.
Turn your guitar.
Calm myself down.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Empty in the valley of your heart, the sun rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the thoughts you left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat, you cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. On hope, I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. I'll find strength in pain. I will change my ways and know my name as it's called again. My time, you take what is yours, and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth, which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see windows and orphans through my fears. I know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. And I will hold on hope, and I let you choke on the noose around your neck. I'll find strength in pain. I will change my ways and know my name as it's called again. So come out of your cave, walking on your hands. See the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the Maker's hand. Make your siren call, sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now, and I need to know how to live my life as it's meant to be.
sure. That was nice.
That's pretty much beautiful right there.
How do you feel about that?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry.
It was good stuff. See, that's what I'm talking about. You sound nothing. You don't have that accent when you sing. Like, I have people messaging us right now on our website, and they're saying you sound nothing like you just did like a couple minutes ago.
Oh, that's because it's totally not me, isn't it?
I guess not.
No, I don't know. It's a lot of people are like that, isn't it? You'd like learn to sing in a kind of however the other person was singing where they were singing. So it's kind of like a weird singing accent, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It's a little bit American in some ways.
It's cool though. Like, I like it. Another question that this is what I wanted to say, because this is why I kind of brought you on here too, to like publicize your band out here. Can you tell people a little bit about your band you have right now?
Well, after the Impact.
Yes. That bit.
We're available on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, guys.
Everybody has one.
Have you heard of that? It's this new thing that's cropped up overnight.
I know. It just popped up over here.
Yeah, I literally just ended it, you know, ages ago. But, so we're on there. It's kind of like, it's quite heavy stuff. I went to music college and met this guy, Craig Holden, and we wanted to put a band together. And he was into, like, Rage Against the Machine and Soundgarden and stuff like that. So he wanted to do heavy, and I can kind of sing heavy. So it's not like screamy stuff. It's just like, you know, decent rock singing over heavy riffs. So
how do people find your Facebook? What's it called? Like After the Impact? That's what they type in?
If you just search After the Impact, you'll find us.
So all the listeners listening right now, when you guys message us and stuff, I'll direct you to their Facebook so you can go there and get their music.
You can check it out.
You guys have songs on there, right?
Yeah, there's a few songs on there, but like if people get in touch with us, we'll just, you know, send them some MP3s, whatever.
Oh, right. That's good stuff.
Wait, we have a question right now, or not a question, but we kind of have like a request. Some girl, her name is Melissa Estrada. She said if you can say her name, because she wants to hear her name in like an English accent. Melissa Estrada, that's her name. Can you say that?
Melissa Estrada.
There you go.
smooth with the ladies.
That's smooth, man.
Melissa Estrada. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Melissa.
There you go. You just scored yourself.
Giggity, giggity. All right.
All right. We have 6 minutes left. Are you going to play your song, No Woman, No Cry? We'll play that out. And then after that, we'll say goodbye. That's really sad. But we'll
parting is such sweet, sweet sorrow.
I know. It's horrible. So you're going to play that for us right now, right?
Yeah, I'll play that for you.
All right, cool. This is going to be the last song, guys. This is No Woman, No Cry by Gareth Tromas. Here you go.
Light. As he was low, he would run on.
That was beautiful. I brought a tear to my eye.
Hello?
Yes.
I think I might have woke up a neighbor.
Hey, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hope to have you on again, man.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'll teach you some more English.
All right, it sounds like a plan.
Think of this as education lesson one.
Alright.
And I promise I won't make you dance.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Congratulations
on being a doctor so young as well. I'm quite impressed by that.
Well, I know. Dr. Bones tries, you know?
I know. It's like Doogie Howser, isn't it?
Something like that. What?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's been a good show, man. Hope to have you on again.
Oh, cool. I'd like to give a shout-out to Melissa Estrada. Take it
easy. Bye, man. All right, guys. It's been a really good show. Dr. Bones pretty much died.
Dude, my microphone went off.
Doctor, what are you doing,
dude,
man?
My bad, dude. I'm sorry. I was talking the whole time too. Dude, that's the second time it's happened to me.
Yeah, that's the second time it's happened. I don't know how to let you know that, but
it's all right, whatever. But yeah, I was just talking right now. I feel so stupid. Anyway, dude, I was trying to ask him questions. I was like, wait, one more thing.
What were you gonna ask him?
Nothing. I was just gonna like tell him like you gotta go, you know? But not really, because my mic was off. But anyway, I forgot I was gonna tell him something, but. Guys,
dude, it was a good show tonight, guys.
It was a good show, guys. Like, no joke.
Like, really? Like, his voice was, like, super legit.
He was legit. Yeah, it was good, you know?
Hey, doctor, he praises you on being a doctor for so young.
Dude, and I was trying to talk. I was like, because I was talking, and he was talking, too, and I was like, why are you talking over? But, like, because my microphone was off. I was like, yeah, I'm a bone doctor, you know?
You know, hey, guys, but that's why we have two people on the show.
Exactly.
So sometimes we got to take charge.
I gotta say something really quick. I'm getting shout-outs on my phone for my black joke. Dude, people are loving that joke. Thank you. Because that was golden. He just didn't get it. Because I didn't say it loud enough, you know?
I just don't think he heard you.
Yeah. Because he said, let me say it one more time. He said, me and the milkman are up. And I said, are the milkmen still black over there? Zing. You get me? But
I feel you.
But he didn't hear it.
But
I didn't hear it. He didn't hear it, so whatever. All right, guys. There's like 28 seconds left, I think. 23 seconds. 22. Anyway, today was a good show. We had Gareth on, you know. All you guys are sending us questions, we will direct you to
his Facebook.
So you guys can check out his music there. This is Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's your boy Tetra. Hey, real quick, just again, another reminder, we're not going to have a show Wednesday, so see us Thursday at 9:30.
All day, every day, 24/7.
You already know, baby.